Good afternoon. Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez apologised to his people last night after an escalating corruption scandal brought down a senior Socialist Party colleague. Sanchez, who has led Spain since 2018, said there was no such thing as zero corruption, and he sought to distance himself from the affair, ruling out early elections. Opposition Conservative leader Alberto Núñez Feijóo said it was time for Sanchez to resign. Survival is no longer an option, he said. A downbeat Sanchez admitted he'd been wrong to trust Santos Cerdán, the secretary of his Socialist Party, and spoke of his deep disappointment. Cerdán has been asked to testify in court after a judge suggested he may have acted with former party officials in improperly awarding public contracts in exchange for kickbacks. He said yesterday he was stepping down to defend himself in the Supreme Court on the 25th of June, maintaining he had never committed a crime nor been complicit in one. Despite his 7 years in power, Sanchez heads a shaky minority coalition secured after the Conservative People's Party won the 2023 elections but failed to form a government. Among mounting speculation over his own future, Sanchez called a news conference in a bid to head off the creeping scandal. In a statement followed by media questions, he said he knew absolutely nothing about the corruption affair and instead pledged to reconstruct the leadership of his socialist PSOE party. However, Sanchez may face pressure from within his coalition after Deputy Prime Minister Yolanda Diaz from the left-wing party The Suma said she also wanted explanations. UN member nations voted overwhelmingly yesterday to demand an immediate ceasefire in Gaza, the release of all hostages held by Hamas, and unrestricted access for the delivery of desperately needed food to 2 million Palestinians. The vote in the 193-member General Assembly was 149-12 with 19 abstentions. It was adopted with a burst of applause. The resolution, drafted by Spain, strongly condemns any use of starvation of civilians as a method of warfare. Speaking before the vote, Israel's UN ambassador, Danny Danon, vehemently opposed the resolution. He denied that Israel was using starvation as a weapon of war, calling the accusation blood libel, and insists that aid is being delivered. At the start of the meeting, Spain's UN ambassador, Hector José Gómez Hernández, urged members to vote in favour of the resolution in light of the catastrophic humanitarian situation in Gaza. And in Marbella, the proliferation of fake luxury goods is a problem, so the town hall has launched a special operation against illegal street selling and has so far seized 12,300 fake goods, of which more than 8,000 were counterfeit designer handbags, clothes and sunglasses. A total of 125 crime reports were drawn up and a dozen police officers were involved, six of them in uniform, four plain clothes and two on motorcyclists. The operation was a close collaboration between the local and the national police. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.